Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Six is the time. We welcome you back here. Hour number three of our Triple Crown Belmont Steak Show here on WGR. We're live from the Park Place Room inside Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colziel with you. Want to thank Ryan Hasenauer, the VP of Business Development, for joining us here throughout the show, as we'll be bringing him back at 4:30 with his official Belmont picks. But hope you enjoyed that horse-by-horse blow. Ryan is always so good at giving you news and notes and nuggets on each of the horses in the big race today. Again, TV coverage starting is on Fox now. 7:03 is the post time, and it is in beautiful Saratoga, New York, as the Belmont there was there last year. It is here this year, and it may even be again as the renovations from down in New York City at their facility maybe not going to be ready, so it may be in Saratoga again next year. Okay, we now bring in my good friend Paul Hamilton, who, of course, misses me very, very much from seeing me all the time during Sabres games up in the press box. Paul, someday, hopefully before you and I retire or vanish from Earth here, we'll actually be in the Sabres press box on June 7th for a game. I know that seems like an impossibility, but I'm praying it's going to happen at some point before you and I are done on the broadcast.
Well, I was at the station, and there was some stuff there for you, and I almost grabbed it. And I go, wait a minute, I'm not going to see Brian. I'm not going to see Brian probably until September. So why am I grabbing his stuff? He can come get it, so which you probably haven't done yet. But
I know. I have to do that. Thank you for the reminder.
You're going to make them cranky.
I know.
We don't get to see each other much once April rolls around and the season is over.
Yeah. I'll see you definitely for sure, early July when they have the prospects come in, or is that for all the draft picks come in? And then I know September we'll be doing the prospect tournament games too.
Yeah, again. You and your son usually drop by for the prospects.
Yeah.
And I think we have a Bison game planned for not too long from now, so that'll be fun.
Yes, that's right.
I'll see you a few times, I guess.
Good, good, good. Well, I know we've been communicating of how much we've been enjoying the Stanley Cup playoffs, Paul, and these first two games, if you just like entertaining hockey and all the aspects of however someone would view entertaining, Paul, whether it's high scoring, high skill, fast pace, hard hitting, you've had it all. They've been really, really good. Both games could have went either way. They both go to overtime. Of course, last night, Florida wins in double OT. Edmonton won the first game in the first overtime. So a series that I thought would be very, very close is playing out so far. We've seen a series, Paul, that I think going forward, to me, I could still argue both teams. I feel like we're still kind of in that coin flip range. This has been very good so far.
Yes, it has, and it's been great for the NHL. You want to try to sell your game. I mean, anybody that's tuning in for the first time or doesn't really know hockey and now watching this, I'm sure have been thoroughly entertained. It's not like the New Jersey Devil years where the Devils were in the Stanley Cup and I didn't even want to watch it. I mean, it was just the most boring thing ever, the way that, you know, they killed hockey. They won, so you can't take that away from them, but it was awful. But we're seeing some great hockey here as far as this series goes. And if it's anything like the first two games, I'm sure we probably have five more coming.
Yeah, I hope we can get this all the way to seven. Like last year, of course, had those huge swings, Paul. Florida won the first three. It looked like it was over. And then Edmonton came back and won the next three, and we got to that game seven, which ultimately the Panthers ended up prevailing with. But I was saying earlier in the show, I said probably just on paper, you would think, oh, a team from South Florida and a team from Alberta, this wouldn't be a ratings bonanza or a dream matchup for the NHL. But because it's a rematch and because you have a lot of stars on both teams, I think it works. And I think people are maybe going to look past of, yes, we know it, you know, there's not New York or Philadelphia or some of the traditional, quote, you know, star powers here. But I think people, if they do tune in here, I think people are enjoying it. I'm seeing, you know, people on Twitter and things like that during the game that I would even consider to not be, quote, like hockey people that are tweeting how much they're enjoying the series so far.
Yeah, and the NHL, you know how they would rather have U.S. teams in the – they don't have to worry about Canadian teams. People are going to watch hockey in Canada. They don't have to worry about those teams being in the Cup Finals or winning the Cup or anything like that. So they like to get the larger market U.S. teams into these games. But at least if you're going to have a Canadian team, you've got the best player in the game playing. And he's playing like the best player in the game. I mean, the great thing about this series for both teams is your best players are your best players. And if you're going to be a championship team, that has to happen. That happened for Dallas for a while, but it didn't happen against Edmonton, and they lost in five games because their best players, not all of them, but a lot of them, stopped being their best players for them, including their goaltender. So, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl have been fantastic for Edmonton. Guys like Bennett and Marchand, I mean, these are guys that, you know, they're not going to get 114 points a season or anything like that, but they're winners. They're tough to play against. They score big goals. They're there when their team needs them. They're there to perform. And I was looking at Bennett in the five games against Carolina. He had 7 points. So far, both he and Marchand have 3 goals in 2 games against Edmonton. Against Toronto, Marchand had 3 goals and 5 assists for 8 points. So that's the thing. For the big moments, they're there, and they produce, and they're pains in the butt to play against. I mean, Bennett might as well just sit in Skinner's lap the whole night. I mean, he's basically there all night long. Just sit down right on his pads and be there. I mean, he's just such an annoyance to the goaltender, the defense, to the whole team, and he just keeps coming back for more and coming back for more, and, you know, he's got the talent to go with it, and I still snicker when he got absolutely crucified when he couldn't do a pull-up at the combine, which we've had in Buffalo this week. And people made such a big deal of it. It's like, what was he, 17, 18 years old, can't do a pull-up? I couldn't care less. Show me what kind of hockey player he is. I'm not there. I don't care how many pull-ups he does. And look at him now.
Yep. Paul, you mentioned Bennett, and, of course, the first 4 picks of that 2014 draft that, of course, the Sabres were involved with. We kind of knew going in that Florida was going to take Ekblad, and then there was it seemed to be the strongest debate of which Sam should the Sabres take, Reinhardt or Bennett. But, of course, then I know there was also some with that inside the Sabres that thought that maybe Draisaitl was the best pick. Well, you end up in order getting Ekblad, Reinhardt, Draisaitl, and Bennett. Of course, the Sabres took Reinhardt at 2. And all 4 of these players have proven to be worthy of their pick, regardless of the order, and they're all playing now in these finals here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It didn't boil down to Bennett and Reinhardt. And Murray said, and I had heard this too, that even if he had the first overall pick, which was Ekblad, he would have taken Reinhardt. That's how much he wanted him. But they almost got in a fist fight at the draft table because there were quite a few people at the draft table that wanted them to take Dreisaitl.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what Murray wanted. He wanted conflict. He wanted to hear the other side. But he always told the scouts and whatever, you better have good reasons if you're coming. And they did. And it was a knockout, drag-out argument. But the GM wanted Reinhardt. It's not like Reinhardt's been a horrible player. I mean, they got a great player. Dreisaitl's better. But, you know, Reinhardt's a fantastic player. And it's, as he's gotten older, it's just gotten better.
Paul, that draft, beyond that top four, Ekblad, Reinhardt, Dreisaitl, Bennett, which obviously they've all been very, very good. I mean, just I'm looking at the players that were taken here that night. Nylander to Toronto at 8, Larkin to Detroit at pick 15. Alex Tuch, we know now with the Sabres, he went 18th for Minnesota. Pasternak 25th for Boston. Kempe at 29 for the Kings. So that round really, really produced some really, really fine players, including the top four here that we're obviously watching.
Yeah, and you talked about Ekblad, and you should know this. It should hit you rather quickly. Matthew Schneider is who most people think is going to be the first overall pick in this year's draft. He is a defenseman. Who are the last two defensemen that went first overall?
Both Sabres, Dahlin and Power.
See, you know. And then Ekblad would have been the last defenseman that was first overall that wasn't a Sabre. So those are the last three defensemen that have been taken first overall. So it doesn't happen all that often, but people are really, you know, even though Schaefer only played 17 games this year because he got injured at the World Junior, they still, you know, pitch him as the number one guy now. Wright was supposed to be the number one guy with Seattle, and he wound up, I think, going fourth, maybe, as I recall. He didn't even go in the top three. Now, I would think Schaefer would, if he doesn't go first, he'll wind up second with the Sharks. But having a defenseman go first overall isn't that common.
All right, so we obviously just talked, Paul, about how these draft picks, that you know, those top four, have proven their worth. Let's talk about Power and Dahlin since you brought them up. Dahlin's progression during the season as he got healthier, he again at times looked like the mega all-star, and then at times I know you still want more out of him. Let's start with Dahlin here. I mean, living up to being the number one overall pick, and kind of just the tout that came in with Dahlin that he was going to be a franchise-changing defenseman. Where are we at in his stage of his career in terms of maybe where he was supposed to live up to?
Well, this season, he didn't want anybody to know that he was battling a very bad hand injury, and he couldn't shoot the puck until he finally ripped a goal for, and then he said, well, I can finally shoot the puck. And then we found out we're halfway through the season, or more than halfway, and that's probably what we were seeing. That's why so many turnovers, and, you know, he couldn't handle the puck the way he wanted to. And I thought he had a much better second half of the year. He was producing points. He was better defensively. So, you know, I just think he, as the year went on, he got better and better. When he was paired with Bo Byram, I mean, that was a very good pair. I thought near the end of the season, Samuelson finally found his groove, and he played pretty well with Dahlin. You know, a lot of people talk about how Byram, you know, do the Sabres really want to try to re-sign him? You know, even though it seems like he would rather go somewhere else, basically because of Power and Dahlin. He wants those types of roles. He wants to play in the power play. He's not going to be in the power play unless one of those two are injured. It's not like he hates Buffalo or anything like that, or hates his teammates, or he's fine with all that. It's just he wants a bigger type of a role. But I would say this. I understand that when Byram played with other guys, it didn't go anywhere near as well with Dahlin. Why can't you negotiate, play with him, and say, look, it, you're going to play with Dahlin?
Right.
Because they played well together. So negotiate with him and tell him that's going to be your partner. The two of you are going to play together. Now, that's not going to put him on the power play, which maybe still is something that he wants to do, so maybe that wouldn't satisfy him. But, I don't understand why they can't just negotiate with him and tell him he is going to be your partner. And I know they're both left-handed defensemen. Dahlin's just fine on the right side. When he plays with Samuelson, very often he's on the right side. They switch back and forth. Byram and Dahlin switch back and forth. Dahlin doesn't care if he's playing the right side. So I understand maybe getting a right-handed person for Owen Power. But, you know, if Byram's up for it, I would definitely go long-term with him with the understanding that Dahlin's going to be your partner.
Yep. Now, Power was, of course, the first overall pick in 2021, Paul. So less development time, less games played than Dahlin. So I don't think it's a straight, you know, fair comparison. But where do you think Power is at now in terms of living up to his number one overall pick?
Yeah, it takes defensemen longer. It's taken Dahlin longer, let's face it. And Owen Power has had okay seasons. He had 40 points this past year. Been pretty durable. I mean, he's went 79, 76, and 79 games, so he's going to be available to you. He's going to be 23 years old when they round Thanksgiving time, so comes into the season at 22, and this is about the time you've had three seasons in the NHL and played 242 games that it's time to start rounding into the guy that you can be, just like Dahlin, just like, you know, other star defensemen. Eric Karlsson wasn't great in his first three seasons. Hedberg wasn't great at all in his first three seasons. Dahlin, back and forth, wasn't great. So, you know, Power's been okay. You know, there have been times where he'll go for a while and be really good, and there are times that he gets himself into trouble. So I think they need to find somebody that kind of is going to be with him all the time, has his back. That's why, you know, we don't know if Ekblad is going to wind up. He would like to re-sign with Florida, but can they do it? So would Bennett. But can they re-sign both those guys? You know, and you know, with what they already have as far as money goes? You know, and so if – and then, of course, when we talk about guys that we think the Sabres should go after, it goes without saying that immediately people are going to say, well, why would they want to come here? I get it. Totally, but that doesn't mean we don't talk about it. That doesn't mean that phone calls aren't made. That doesn't mean you don't make your pitch. Kekalainen wound up getting Johnny Gaudreau. Nobody thought that was happening in Columbus. Wasn't even talked about. Next thing you know, Columbus had signed him. So, you know, you can convince guys, and now here he is. He's with the Sabres organization. So maybe getting types of players like that and figuring out what kind of offers you can make to make those guys believe and maybe they should come to the Sabres, that's something Kekalainen can do for them. Can Kekalainen, you know, I don't know. I'm sensing that some of the players have already started. It's maybe, this is my sense. Nobody said anything outwardly, but maybe it's starting that, all right, well, we're not going to win here. I mean, we've gone through about three sets of players that like this. I mean, Reinhart wanted to leave. Eichel wanted to leave even before the surgery thing. O'Reilly basically, you know, talked his way out of town. And it seems like, is it happening again? I mean, Byram and Tuck both are like, well, I haven't discussed it with our family yet. Really? The season's over. We're here at locker cleanout, and you haven't discussed it with your wife? Really? Yeah. We're talking about the contract of your life. Hadn't come up? Come on.
Yeah.
You know. So what's Alex Tuck thinking? Is he thinking, I mean, he still has 1 year left. Is he thinking, I don't know. I don't know about this. Maybe let's...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just play the one more year and let's see what's happening after this year. Or, you know, they've Kevin Adams has already said Tuck is a priority. He can be signed after July 1st. You know, so what, you know, does bringing a guy like Kekalainen or Eric Staal in, does that help players that have doubts? Again, Tuck has never said he has doubts. I'm not saying he has, but just the indications he and Byram were like, well, we haven't discussed it with him. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, J.J. Paterka, you know, it's a lot going around now that, you know, the Sabres are going to have to try to sell him if it comes to a long-term deal. Now, it's going to be longer before he can become unrestricted, but, you know, it seems like maybe he's getting to a point where he doesn't believe in it. What's Devin Levi thinking? You know, is he's been in Rochester for about a year and a half when he thought he should have been the Sabre goaltender 2 years ago. How much does bringing a guy like Kekalainen in help guys say, okay, maybe we are serious about this? Yeah. I can't imagine there was a huge celebration at locker room when they brought Kevin Adams back for another year. I don't think he has the confidence of a lot of guys in that room. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see now how this is all going to play out. It's almost like the Sabres are going to have to recruit their own players.
Sam Bennett-Paul is currently making $4.4 million. He's on the list for UFAs. Marchand is. We know Marner is. Backstrom, Jamie Benn, Claude Giroux, you know, just whatever. But specifically Sam Bennett, you were very high, even in regular season, saying that you thought he was the type of player that the Sabres would need. Is there any number you think that the Sabres could come in to swoop Bennett away because maybe they do have more cap room, that even though there might be more attractive team situations out there, that maybe the Sabres could throw more money to ultimately sway Bennett to sign with the Sabres?
Well, it's stupid time, as you know, so it's going to cost a lot more than it should. Probably if you're going to get him to be a Buffalo Sabre, it's going to be north of $10 million. Now, is that what you would normally pay Bennett? No. Is that what the Florida Panthers, if they keep him, we're going to pay him? I would guess not, but I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so much more, if you're going to go for it, go for guys like Winner. First of all, my first priority would be Ekblad for power. I think he would be perfect for Owen Power. He's a right-handed shooting defenseman. He's got a snarl to him. He's an excellent defenseman. Again, I would overpay because I think that's exactly the person that you're looking for. I mean, if you re-sign Byram for Dahlin and somehow get Ekblad for Power, how does that change your defense? I mean, it changes it a lot. At the end of the year, Bernard Docker was okay, but he was in your top six. Clifton's in your top six. Samuelson is in your top six. And then the people are wondering why they're 29th in team defense and not having goaltenders making big saves until Reimer came along late in season. So that would be my first priority, is that defenseman. After that, it would be Bennett. Marchand is 37 years old, but he's still a winner. He's still producing. He would be next. I would take any of them over Mitch Marner because of what we're talking about, the types of players that they are. Not that Mitch Marner is not a good player. Mitch Marner is going to outscore. Mitch Marner probably will have more points than Marchand and Bennett combined, and I don't care because the Sabres can score goals. That's not their problem. Their problem is having players that being tough to play against, can play at both ends of the ice, being your top six, not hurt you defensively or offensively. As I mentioned, in Bennett's case, go sit in the goaltender's lap and annoy him and annoy the whole other team, have them chasing you all night long. And that's what Marchand does too. And score big goals when they're needed.
Yep.
Mitch Marner doesn't always – he had two goals this past playoff. You know, Mitch Marner had 5 points in seven games against Florida. Goal and four assists. Is that your best player being your best player? I don't know. I'll let you guys decide that. But that's why those are the people I would be chasing first. And, again, I understand that probably to start with, none of them want to be Buffalo Sabres. But your job is to convince them.
That's right. Paul, let's finish with just back on the Stanley Cup Finals here. It's been neck and neck. Either game could have went either way here. How do you see it playing out here, other than the fact I know you and I hope it both goes all the way to seven because these games have been great to watch?
Yeah, you can't predict. Huh? Well, I don't predict anyway. How am I going to predict two overtime games that both teams could have won? I mean, both teams could be up 2-0 right now, easily be up 2-0 right now without any, with a puck being 1-inch difference. Both teams could be up 2-0. So it's 1-1. It's just impossible to be able to, I remember a series way back when, when the last Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, the Montreal Canadiens played the Buffalo Sabres. And the Canadiens beat the Sabres, and like almost every game went to overtime. And the Sabres just as easily could have turned it around and swept the Canadiens as the Canadiens beat the Sabres. It was, that's how close that series was. They just were at each other, but Patrick Waugh was just a little bit better in net, and he basically stole a Stanley Cup for the Montreal Canadiens, and quite honestly, I thought stole that series, but that series easily could have gone the other way.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the Stanley Cup Finals, and I know you and I will be chatting about it individually. I'm excited where I'm at in our little one-on-one bet,
That could be the other way too.
Yeah, I know. I'm not bragging too hard. I could have gone either way. You're right. You could be.
It was funny. In 0.3 seconds, I went from winning both the hockey game and the NBA game to losing them both. Halliburton hit that shot, there was 0.3 seconds left on the clock to win it, which meant there was really no time for Oklahoma City to. And then Edmonton won in overtime.
So, Paul, I know in our little bet you had Oklahoma City, but the Cyclone in you had to be excited to see that shot, right?
He's how many times is he going to do it? Hit the last
so
second
clutch.
Shot from distance.
Yeah, he's
How come
amazing.
He didn't win a national championship for the Cyclones doing that?
I don't know. You've got to rile these Cyclones up here. They perform better at the next level. They need to win a title when they're playing for your team, for your conference.
He was great as a Cyclone, but he never played like that. He never hit that many clutch shots. He was a good shooter, but he wasn't the shooter he is now. I mean, he's gotten so much better.
Yeah. Oh, he's not. He's definitely, I was saying earlier, he's not one of the guys I would think of if I said name the best shooters in the NBA. But now if you said clutch performers, he's on my list now. This playoffs alone, he's been incredible.
Yeah, Brock Purdy could never get it done. He could get you to that game. But when that game came and he would have the ball to win the football game and he's down in the 4-yard line, fumble, interception, give it up on downs, he just couldn't get them over the top to win that last big game for them. And then next thing you know, he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, we could sit here and discuss great Iowa State athletes all day. Brock Purdy, Tyrese Halliburton, Paul Hamilton, the many. Thank you, Paul. We'll chat soon.
Take care.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here. We broadcast live from Batavia Downs Gaming, our Belmont show. Speaking of the Belmont, we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Ryan has an hour. We'll rejoin us with his official picks. Get ready. He's going to tell you how to win some money and how to do it. It's coming up next year. We're still with you until 5 o'clock. The Bourbon and Whiskey Fest is underway. There's bourbon going on. There's whiskey going on. There's
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dips and dip going on. I mean, what a combination. There's sports on every TV. We got horse racing. We got basketball. We got lacrosse. We got golf. We've got chips. We got bourbon. I mean, what else could we want? Well, we got Ryan, too. That's coming up next here on WGR. Welcome back to Batavia Downs Gaming inside the Park Place Room, the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest for the Belmont Party. Going strong here. Woo. People are in.
Packed house, Brian.
That's right.
There's 200 people in front of me, and they're all enjoying these chips and these pretzel bites.
They look
and
delicious.
These meatballs. Scotty told me he made 1,500 meatballs. Shout out Scott from our chef. He's amazing. He's right here in front of us.
1,500
meatballs. 1,500
meatballs.
I don't know if we're going to use them all. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe we get a meatball sub tomorrow.
I have faith in this in this large audience here that they can down 1,500 meatballs here.
It's,
for sure.
It's a possibility here. A lot of great bourbons and whiskeys. We got Jack Daniels here. We got Old Forester, some other
folks. What is yeah. So what? You go around to all the different vendors and they get a little sample? Is that how it's working?
At your leisure.
Yes.
You go around in any order you want, and you get everything's by the book here at Batavia Downs. 0.25 fluid ounces is what you're allowed to sample from each one of these places. For each of the different various types of bourbon that you have. I believe our friends from Vivify are here, which is a place here in Batavia that does B12 shots. So if you're going to have a couple of samples here today, but you'd like a little B12 shot, or maybe you tied one on last night, Brian, and you were looking to maybe just get back at it, or like myself, did a 5K this morning, and you're looking for a little extra pep in your step, you can get yourself a B12 shot. And then up here on the betting level, we have two live tellers from our wonderful, awesome on-site OTB staff. Of course, the ITW is on-site, and people are making their wagers up there. Those are the people that are from the public that have access to this event. But, Brian, this event was like $35.
Yeah.
And you get 20 back in free play, and you get a $5 wager, and you get bourbon sampling for 2.5 hours plus meatballs. I mean, there's not a better deal. I get it, folks. We're here in Batavia. Believe me, I live in Hamburg, and I drive 52 minutes here every day and home. But let me tell you, coming out here and the variety of events that we have and the amount of fun that we have, I got nothing but smiles on faces right now. Everyone's enjoying themselves. People are just having a great time. And we got all these sports on, so it's going to be a great day.
Walk-in still okay? The tickets still available if they walked in the next hour and bought one?
Yeah. And the food usually stops with about a half hour to go, so I think they'll probably take it down at 6:30 usually is what we do. The bourbon people are here right until 7 o'clock. So, and everyone's in this room anyway because the Belmont will go off till 7:02.
Perfect timing at the end here. And the WGR prize team, Nico's here.
Yes, Nico is here. We got dice today, folks, instead of a prize wheel. So depending what you roll, you might get yourself a nice WGR mug. Maybe you're drinking some coffee
in the
morning.
Those mugs are nice.
Listening to Jeremy and Joe in the morning. I see some golf balls over there, too, probably with the WGR logo, I would think. Some nice T-shirts. I was wearing one of those T-shirts yesterday. I got to do some laundry today. Maybe I'm going to wear it again tomorrow when I mow my lawn for the first time in like 2 weeks. It's been a busy guy. I've been a busy guy, Bri. We got a lot going on here.
Yes, I've been wearing your Derby shirt
that
you gave me, so thank you for that.
Yeah, this year's Derby shirt had a comic book on the back. Each and every year, the first Saturday in May falls on sometimes Cinco de Mayo, and sometimes it falls on Star Wars Day, which is my favorite, let's be honest. But sometimes it doesn't fall off on anything. And it just so happens the first Saturday in May every year is also Free Comic Book Day. So you Marvel DC buffs, I know that usually they put out like a free comic book for the kids to get kids into the habit of reading comic books. You can get one at your local comic book shop or whatever. So I had them do a comic book themed one this year, and I thought it was very cool. It looked like the front of a comic with like the thing in the corner and the number and like all those big words, like amazing, anything that's splashing on the cover there with some bright colors. It was very, very cool. So we're going to continue to have fun Derby shirts and give those away at all the OTB branches. And, we love doing the giveaways. It's great.
Next year at the Derby, it's May 2nd.
All right, May 2nd.
Get your marketing hat on for that.
You have to think about that. And breaking news, Brian, as you and I were – he's sitting here, and you were talking to Paul Hamilton. They flashed up on the screen pictures of Belmont Park under construction. It said, coming fall – the Belmont returns in 2027, so it's officially official. Saratoga will be the site of Belmont Stakes next year, it sounds like.
All right, so if you are listening today and we're talking about how cool Saratoga is, or you've been there and you want to make a voyage, if you've never been to a Triple Crown race, put it on your bucket list. Plan for Saratoga for next year. It's not too far here from Western New York.
Start saving now because there's only so many tickets, and you might want to book your hotel around now too. Sean, Big Tronciano, shout out to Niagara grad, Niagara Purple Eagle right there. He was coming up and telling us that because of Saratoga saying, all right, usually they start like late July and then they go through August and then early September, they're starting July 4th weekend this time around because Belmont's not racing this time of year because they're under construction still. And I said to myself, I'm actually going to Saratoga for 4th of July weekend to see my dad like I always do. So perhaps on my birthday, maybe I'll convince everybody to say, well, it's my birthday.
Right.
We got to go to the track. That's my birthday present to myself. I want to go see Saratoga. Been there once before. It was an absolute joy to be there. It was just so cool. I mean, the grass is never greener, the sky is never bluer, the dirt is never browner than at a nice, well-manicured, high-end racetrack. It looks fantastic. It's like going to Yankee Stadium, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And you got those white foul lines and those white bases and that green, you know, the pitcher's mound and that green grass, man. It's like, this is sport. This is what we love.
I agree.
We love talking about it and living it.
All right, are you ready for picks?
I am. Let's
all
do
right.
it.
All right, here we go. Ryan's picks. We've been waiting for it all day here. He gave you the insight last hour on all eight horses. Now it's literally time to put your money where your mouth is here.
It is. And I'm going to be tweeting this out on X Twitter, at RyanH7681. Follow me for sports betting picks, and me yelling at various referees.
That's
what
true.
I do on the Twitter machine there.
Ryan is very good at that, and he holds back at no sport. He
no. Can,
soccer officials, lacrosse officials, NHL officials. You're willing to dish it all out.
Hey, yeah, listen, if I see injustice, I am calling it out. Let me tell you.
So, it also reveals who Ryan had in the game, if you're wondering.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I don't really like that, but I'm going to allow
I'll see this tweet at like 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday. He'd be like, Chelsea got robbed. I'd be like, I know who he had in that game.
That's right. Let me tell you. And that's the thing. Now that I'm into cricket, we're watching cricket in the morning. We're watching all the Premier League stuff, although... big soccer games tomorrow, Portugal-Spain for the Nations League final tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Be watching that in the basement.
That's right.
So the bets I'm going to be putting out, one of them, three of them are dollar trifecta wheels, meaning I'm going to be wheeling various horses at a dollar for each, you know, for each which way you can do it, and then a 50-cent superfecta wheel. But here's the thing, folks, just like when we were talking off air, as we were, you know, Brian and I were over there pointing out and looking at the bets, you could make it a dollar if you wanted, or you could make it, a 10-cent super if you wanted. You could do different levels, but of course, it affects how much money you win when your horse bet comes in. So these are my bets today. We're going to be doing, we love the favorites today. They're just too good. So we're going to be doing 2-7, 2-7 over 3-6. 3 and 6, of course, are the two front-running horses, Baeza and Rodriguez. Baez is going to be a closer, but Rodriguez is probably going to try to jump out to the start. We'll see if he holds on. 2-7, 2-7, 3-6, that's a $4 bet. I'm also going to be doing something where I reverse that bet, where if by some miracle Baeza or Rodriguez holds on and wins this race, we're going to put 3 and 6 on top with the two favorites, 2-7, 2-7 in second and third. And then we're also going to bet the 2-7, 2-7 in first and second with a possibility of any horse coming in third place. Maybe Hill Road gets there. Maybe we see Heart of Honor get there as well. And if that happens, you're going to be making a lot of money. We're going to be betting that. It's a $12 bet to do a dollar trifecta wheel there. And then my final bet is a 50-cent superfecta wheel. We're going to go 2-7, 2-7, 3-6, everybody. So that's 2 and 7 in first or second place, the 3 or the 6 to come third, and anybody and everybody to come fourth, if that comes in, that'll pay nicely. That's just a $10 wager. So my total bets today, just $30, not breaking the bank, just having a little bit of fun. We still have two more races to go, including the 10th race. Just in this last race, Brian, we got to watch Fierceness from last year's Derby, mm-hmm. and White Abarao went against each other. And wouldn't you know it, though, Raging Torrent, an upset at 8-1, bested them both. And cash some big tickets there. So I'm going to be, of course, not betting the 9th race because they canceled the 9th race because they're trying to groom the track right now. But I will be betting the 10th race to just get a couple bets in here before the 7 o'clock hour.
The weather looking good in Saratoga here. It's partly sunny, and then 5, 6, 7 p.m. all says mostly sunny with temperatures in the 70s. So that's
yes.
That should be good. You're right. If they can get the track worked on for over the next, they still got two hour plus here before.
Oh yeah,
they got a ton of time
to get this manicured. We'll see what happens with it. We're gonna check the actual Belmont station. You know, here in the room, we want to make sure everybody's on the same station. So I have Fox on, but you know, folks, if you were to go to an OTB branch and watch it from the official Belmont Stakes Saratoga feed, it's about 30 seconds ahead of the actual Fox feed, which can get a little bit crazy sometimes because you're like, okay, like it happened here for the Kentucky Derby. I knew who won the Derby like 30 seconds before everyone else in the room did because I was watching from a certain angle on a certain TV. So right now...
It's a great way to win a bet off your friend, by the way.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'll bet the 10 horse just comes in here and just wins the whole thing. How about that?
Yeah.
So yeah, in this next race, at the 10th race, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 horse race. They were supposed to be 10 horses.
And four scratches.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. It says in the upper corner here...
Now muddy.
So it's not sloppy, it's muddy. You know, as it dries out, it's less slop with moisture, and it's more mud where you're just trying to you know, that clump sound as these hooves are going through the mud. That should be interesting because you're going to have some powerful horses be able to get up and out of the mud, shake it off while they're running, and get to that finish line. So,
and in terms of what, the mud coming into the face of the jockey and the horse, like,
right?
I know some of them wear what, multiple
pairs of goggles
and right?
What one guy was talking about was he'll actually lift up one side of it so that he's got one side that's actually covered in mud and the other one's now clear. And then as soon as it's time for him to be like, oh, this one's too muddy again, he flips up sideways the other way. Because if you just kept doing your goggles, not only would you have to use both hands, it'd be kind of difficult to do,
right. But
you would be ruining the goggles the whole time. So he halves and halves and halves and halves and makes it so that he can at least see out of one eye as he's going down there in these muddy races. Pretty interesting. All the game within the game, Brian.
Yes.
When it comes to horse racing as well.
Right. So you're looking for the mutter, as Kramer would say on Seinfeld.
His mutter was a mutter. So yeah, we got if you're talking mud, if it ends up being muddy the rest of the way here, keep an eye, as we said, on Uncaged, who on two muddy tracks won two races. Now this is for literally $2 million, and those races were for $100,000 and $82,000. I mean, that's not chump change,
right. But
it's a lot less than $2 million in the third jewel, the Triple Crown. So yeah, if you're looking for a long shot,
and Uncaged
right now,
is 30-1.
30-1. Yeah,
you want to throw a couple on that, and that comes in. You're loving life today.
Oh my goodness, I might have to make one more bet before I get to the window here. Before we get done, we'll have to see.
All right, last time, how can people make their wagers?
You can go to westernotb.com/locations to find the location near you. Of course, there are a ton of wonderful branches and easy bets out there. You know, patronize one of our easy bets. You know, those folks have those, self-betting terminals inside their bar, restaurant, bowling alley, quick service mart, whatever might have you. And let me tell you, folks, you make a bet there, and that's helping that local business owner out. Maybe you get some chicken fingers. Maybe you have a couple cold brewskis while you're sitting there, and, you're helping the local economy while making a bet and getting involved with the Belmont Stakes. If you can't do it, maybe you ran a 5K like me this morning, and you're just dog tired. Sit on the couch, watch it on Fox, and wager on BataviaBets.com. Making that bet with our online ADW, make sure that the money stays local here in Western New York. And if you're feeling up and you're feeling rare and ready to go, drive out to Batavia to see me here. I'll be here all the way till 7 o'clock. I'm happy to make you wake your wager. And you can get a ticket, a late arriving ticket here to the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest here inside the historic Park Place room here. And, you can make your bet at the ITW as well. But lots of different ways to make your wager on the Belmont Stakes today.
It's easy to find Ryan. He's the guy, by the way, that's always happy and always smiling. But he's got the bright green suit. With the horses on, I tweeted out a picture if you want to check it out at Brian WGR. You got your suit for each of the Triple Crown races, which I love that you have on here. So looking good in the green and blue today.
Yeah, I just...
The Belmont Breeze is the drink, right?
That's the drink, the Belmont Breeze. We ended up doing, what did I do? I had pink for the Preakness. Of course, I have my yellow one with the red roses
for the
Kentucky Derby. And I have a new green one that I've been wearing for some of our other festivals that we've been doing in conjunction with live racing and with the Breeders' Cup. This year, it just so happens that I think we're going to be doing our wine fest, our Bacchus Wine Fest, on the same day as the Breeders' Cup. We're going to be launching a bunch of events for the fall that are going to go on sale. Things like our cider seltzers and sulkies, which is fantastic, which is, of course, nothing but ciders and sulkies.
Yeah.
We've also got our Vodka, Gin, and Potato Festival. So vodka and gin, and then a potato bar, which is awesome, and people love participating in that. And then, of course, we've got all the concerts coming up this summer. Tickets now on BataviaConcerts.com for all of those things.
Excellent. Well, Ryan, on behalf of everybody from WGR and myself, since you've been stuck with me here for many years doing these shows, we appreciate you having us back each and every year. We hope that we can help in a small way make the event a little even more fun and bigger and better for everybody. And we love doing these. I know this is the third of our three Triple Crown shows. So
indeed.
Hope it was good for you, too. And thanks again for everybody at Odyssey, Buffalo, and WGR.
Well, we appreciate it, Brian. You know, I just give a shout out to all the fine folks over at WGR and at Odyssey as a whole. Alan and everybody that's, been behind us. And, we were one of the first folks to have, remotes back after that shutdown and everything. And, the power of radio, folks, I'm telling you, I got a full room of people that proves that if you run ads on WGR, you can attract people to your location. Shout out to Bridget and all the fine folks over there that make everything here work, because let me tell you, Batavia Downs wouldn't be Batavia Downs if we didn't let people know about it, and we're happy to do it through the airwaves, through Odyssey.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Nico from WGR is going to be here much longer here, so he's sticking through.
He'll be here till he runs out of prizes, probably.
That's right. So just because we're going off the air here in a minute doesn't mean that you can't come in and get some nice WGR swag. So come on over and roll the dice and get yourself a nice WGR prize.
100%. You know, I was looking at my Facebook memories yesterday, Brian, and let me tell you, yesterday was the 10-year anniversary that we saw a certain truck pull into the lot at the Whirly Branch.
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan, former Buffalo Bills football coach Rex Ryan, making his wager at OTB.
Remember that big bright blue truck with the blue with the Bills logo coming in there when we did the show at Whirly? That's right.
He was taking pictures of everybody. He was having a great time, man.
He was ready to have some fun with the Belmonts. So.
Absolutely, he was.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Ryan has an hour here. Big thanks to him and everybody here at Batavia Downs. Big thanks to Joe Calley back in our Amherst studios for producing a wonderful show today. And thanks to our guests, Pat Malacaro on baseball, Paul Hamilton on hockey. And I thank you for listening. I'm Brian Kulziel. Hope you've enjoyed our Triple Crown series shows here over the course of the last month or so. Enjoy the Belmont today, and we'll speak to you soon. Again, live from Batavia Downs here on WGR.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.